This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Sudanese Doctor Syndicate says tribal clashes over several days killed 25 people and wounded more than 50 in southern Sudan. It remained unclear whether the clashes were related to fighting between the country's military and a rival paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces. At least 600 have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced since the fighting started in mid-April. Israel's Air Force hit Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza for a second day on Wednesday, and Palestinian militants in the enclave began launching rockets across the border. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
The military said it was trying to hit rocket sites preemptively as blasts rocked different points, including what witnesses described as a training camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and an open area in the south. Esti Shabelis lives in Tel Aviv.
It's frightening for both sides. It's frightening for us, to run to shelters. I recall the past and that was terrible. And I think it's terrible for Palestinian children who don't have shelters as well. So I can feel for both sides, and it's a very, very sad situation.
Several were killed, medical officials said. Their identities were not immediately clear.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. U.S. officials will begin denying asylum on Thursday to migrants who show up at the Mexico border without first seeking protection in a country they pass through, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We are making it very clear that our border is not open, that crossing irregularly is against the law, and that those who are not eligible for relief will be quickly returned.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says viral hepatitis, a potentially life-threatening infection, affects more than 350 million people globally every year and kills more than a million. And health agencies warn the disease is largely neglected and underfunded. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Hepatitis B is spread through sexual transmission and through contact with the blood, open sores, or body fluids from a person infected with the disease. However, the main mode of transmission is from mother to child during birth and delivery. WHO reports around 70% of hepatitis B infections worldwide occur in Africa, and 70% of those infected with the disease are children younger than 5. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Riot police in Guinea's capital on Wednesday fired tear gas at anti-government protesters who were throwing stones and burning makeshift barricades to show their opposition to the ruling junta. The unrest is the latest in a string of protests since the government was overthrown in 2021 and replaced with military leaders who have dragged their feet on promises to hand power back to civilians. The leader of a Kenyan doomsday cult was denied bail on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
A Kenyan court has denied bail for Paul McKenzie, leader of the Good News International Church. He's accused of ordering followers to starve their children and themselves to death. Over 100 people have died. On Wednesday, his detention was extended by 30 days at a hearing in Mombasa. Meanwhile, the search continues for human remains in shallow graves scattered across a forest where McKenzie's followers were living. The self-styled pastor surrendered to police on April 14th after police raided the forest, rescuing over a dozen people who were emaciated.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Long popular in Asia, floating solar is catching on as an energy source in the U.S., the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Floating solar panel farms have been an attractive and affordable idea to get electricity for communities that don't have a lot of land. Shana White with Duke Energy says they're launching a small floating solar pilot in Bartow, Florida.
The floating solar is nice. We'll be able to use different bodies of water that aren't really used for recreational purposes.
A study published in the journal Nature Sustainability found thousands of cities, more than 6,000 in 124 countries, could generate an amount equal to all their electricity demand using floating solar. I'm Ed Donahue.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.